Back now with Day to Day, and back in the day, believe it or not, getting on an airplane was fun. But new federal statistics show that's not so true these days. Airlines' on-time performance is sinking, and they're losing more of our bags. Steve Tripoli from Marketplace is here. Steve, you know, your on-time performance here at Day to Day is absolutely impeccable. What do you have that the airlines don't?
Well, you know, Alex, even though public radio is nonprofit, I work for a company that's not in the red like a lot of airlines, I guess. And, you know, a lot of their performance problems are tied to money-losing carriers really trying to squeeze costs.
So how so? Explain that, please.
Well, airlines are trying to cut the time their aircraft are on the ground between flights. That way they can use the same plane more. They're also aggressive about so-called peak scheduling, so airports get real crowded at certain hours. And despite those crowds, they're not adding many flights. Planes are fuller and gates are more crowded. So if you add it all up, you get what experts call snowballing. It's, you know, if one thing goes wrong, all the schedules slip very quickly.
So in this federal study that's come out, what do these statistics say about the likelihood of a snowball effect?
Well, you know, they're getting some of this effect already. One in four flights was either late or never arrived in 2006. On-time performance dropped for the fifth straight year, and 4 million bags were mishandled. That's about one out of every 150 bags.
And still, another statistic in here, people are actually complaining less than they used to about their encounters with airlines.
Yeah, and, you know, some people think that might be a trade-off between, you know, cost-cutting and cheap tickets, but industry watchers don't agree with that. You know, I spoke with one expert, Ahmed Abdelghani, at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University in Florida. He says airlines really can't hide behind a trade-off between low fares and good service either.
We have seen examples of profitable airlines that are actually trying to reduce or squeeze their schedule, and still they are making money, and they are listed among the airlines with good on-time performance. Their business model is based on reducing the ground time or the quick turnover of the aircraft at the airport. So, of course, it can be done.
So who's doing it?
Well, it turns out one of the most consistently profitable airlines, Southwest, has one of the best on-time records, and they're joined by Hawaiian and Frontier Airlines. And Alex, later today on Marketplace, I will stay airborne in a manner of speaking. We'll examine how the debate over sky-high CEO salaries has taken a new turn now that activist investors are involved.
Thank you, Steve Tripoli of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, from American Public Media.